This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I don't know if Matt Lombardo is related to Rocco, but he is with Heavy.com. NFL Insider joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline to talk some NFL. Hey, Matt, how you been, man?
I'm great, man, and I honestly don't the people wanting to shut down sports gambling are going to have much to smile about the next couple of days here.
Yeah, it's tough. It's not looking good here. We'll keep you up to speed about it. Matt, what about the Falcons? We haven't talked to you since the Cousins thing went down. How much do you like it?
I like it a lot. I mean, you look at what they had last year. The Falcons have the weapons in place, right? You have an electrifying dual threat running back in Bijan Robinson. I really like what you've seen out of Drake London through his first two seasons. And then you go out after making the marquee signing of Kirk Cousins, and you drop Darnell Mooney into that receiving core, who I think has all kinds of untapped upside. And I think that he was one of those guys that you didn't see the best of him because of all the offensive turmoil there schematically and with the coaching staff in Chicago. So I like what they've done. And I think that when you look at the landscape of the NFC South, it's a two-dog race at this point between the Falcons and the Buccaneers. I think Tampa did a really nice job of, you know, keeping all of their marquee players in place, keeping Baker Mayfield, keeping Mike Evans. But I think you're going to see the Falcons make real strides, especially when you have a head coach in place who's going to understand how to use Bijan Robinson rather than whatever that was last year with Arthur Smith.
Right.
Yeah, Matt, when it comes to the defensive side of the ball, is there any reason, especially now with everything that you just laid out with Cousins in place, that taking Dallas Turner or Jared Verse is not the move?
Yeah, you know what? I think the defense is in really good shape here, and I think that after everything they've done on offense, you can really double down on the defensive side of the ball in the NFL draft and add some talent there for sure.
I know that this team has been, you know, sort of challenge, you know, scoring points. We used to joke around. We had the soundbite, Matt, as Matt Lombardo joins us. It was Arthur Smith. We need to score more points. Yeah, we just haven't done that. Cousins' reliable, delivery system, that's what we've been looking for. I haven't had that. But do you think this team, I mean, we got a window because Arthur Blank is just, through hook or crook, fed up with 6 years now of no playoffs. What do you see as a ceiling for this team, though? I mean, do you feel we've got what it takes in the next few years? Do you think we still need some more pieces defensively to be elite?
Yeah, I don't know if that team is going to be elite in the climate of the NFC featuring the San Francisco 49ers, the Detroit Lions, the Green Bay Packers, and a team like the Philadelphia Eagles who just completely reloaded this year after that disappointing collapse last season. But I look at the Falcons as kind of that the best team in that second tier, right? A team that is going to be in the mix to win the division every year as long as Kirk Cousins is the quarterback and you have that young core in place. And then once you get into the playoffs, who knows from there, right? I mean, all it takes is, you know, a team to have a bad day or you have a great, you know, tidbit that you pick up on film to shut down an opposing offense. You know, all it takes is one or two things going your way in a postseason game. You can win a playoff game, and then you're off to the races. So I don't know if the Falcons are elite, but I think that the roster is now at the point where, with Kirk Cousins in place, they're at least a perennial playoff team, in my opinion.
Matt, we're trying to decide here if the Falcons need to upgrade one, maybe even two positions on the offensive line, but it seems like you have Joe Alt, and then there's a significant drop-off in the quality of candidates for the offensive line. What do you think about this year's crop?
Yeah, I don't know that I agree with that because, you know, I think that Olufashinu might have, you know, got some criticism from the NFL Combine because of small hands or whatever. But here's a kid who, you know, was a first-team All-American in the Big Ten, one of the more dominant left tackles in college football the last 2 years. If he comes out last year, he's a top three or four pick in the NFL draft and the first offensive lineman off the board. I think that there's some depth to the tackle position. I think that there's also, if you're looking along the interior, you know, Jackson Powers is a really solid center slash guard who can step in and start immediately as well. So I think that there's a real opportunity if you're looking for offensive line help, that with the quarterbacks going off the board early, when you talk about, you know, Caleb Williams and Drake May, and now the J.J. McCarthy, you know, hype express train leaving the station, and Jaden Daniels, then you talk about the receivers with Malik Nabers and, of course, Marvin Harrison Jr. The offensive linemen are going to be there, and they're going to be within range of the Falcons to either have to move up a spot or two or have a pretty good player fall into their lap.
It is a Matt Lombardo, guys, Heavy.com NFL insider with us here, joins us every once in a while to talk about the draft and NFL at large. We have a big, passionate conversation about edge rush because we've never had good edge rush. I mean, we actually looked at the numbers all the way back to Deion Sanders. We've only drafted like 5 Pro Bowlers in the first round in like 30 years. It's painful. So do you feel that Jared Verse or you feel Dallas Turner is going to be a guy that's going to be like a bedrock guy for a decade or just a dude?
Yeah, I don't know that there's a bedrock guy in this draft class. I think there's questions about all of the top 3 or 4 edge rushers, and I don't know that you're going to see more than 2 go off the board in the first round. It's just not a great year to be looking for pass rushers. That's what I keep hearing from conversations with executives and coaches around the league. You know, that's why you saw Bryce Huff get the money that he did from the Philadelphia Eagles. That's why you saw Danielle Hunter get the money that he got from the Houston Texans, and you saw Montez Sweat get acquired last year for a second-round pick, which seems like a pretty lofty, you know, price for a guy that isn't necessarily a perennial double-digit sack guy. It's because teams knew that this draft class was going to be underwhelming at the position. So it might be another year without the Falcons drafting a pass rusher in the first round.
Matt, when it comes to the top 3, and you mentioned the quarterback's likely to go 1, 2, 3, which one of those teams do you feel like might be the most likely to trade?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Boy, that's a tough one because I think they all really need quarterbacks in the top 3. I guess you can think about the New England Patriots, that maybe if they get an offer to move back to number six overall, maybe they're thinking they could still get one of the quarterbacks to fall to them at that point. But, you know, you look at what's happening in Washington. You have a new coaching staff, a new GM. You have a major question mark at quarterback. They're earmarked to stay there and pick a player. And I just think that the Patriots would be the only team that might be more worried about value and the future, right, rather than settling for the third best quarterback in a four quarterback class here.
Matt Lombardo's with us. Do you feel that somebody's going to fall in love with Bo Nix, or are Penix and Bo Nix going to be gone in the first round, or Penix going to slide to the second round?
Yeah, I think they'll both go late first round at the latest, because, I mean, teams always seem to overvalue quarterbacks, other than the one year when Kenny Pickett was the only first-round quarterback coming out of the University of Pittsburgh going to the Steelers. You're always going to see quarterbacks drafted a little bit higher than many people think that they should. I think both of those guys could wind up going late first round, and Bo Nix in particular just seems like the type of guy that you're going to start hearing about a week or two before the draft kicks off, that the momentum starts building. Oh, this guy could be a top 20 pick. This guy could be a top 15 pick. Next thing you know, he goes off the board somewhere in that range. A guy who might get overdrafted, but certainly gets picked before a lot of people thought he would going into the whole process.
Matt, we're hearing a lot of talk coming out of Cali with Harbaugh there, living in a van down by the river and all the shenanigans that come with having him as your head coach. Do you believe he's going to be able to take Justin Herbert and have that team, even though they're competing with the Chiefs in that division?
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to be able to overcome the Chiefs. I mean, Justin Herbert's great, but who's he throwing to? He's throwing to, you, me, and Mike, right? I mean, there's not a whole lot of talent there at the wide receiver position. Now, if they go out and can somehow come away with Marvin Harrison Jr., then I think they're going to be in pretty good shape. But you look at what they did in free agency, I think that Jim Harbaugh, at a system where you're going to be doubling down with a guy like Gus Edwards at running back who can tote the rock 25, 30 times per game as a bell cow, they're going to run the football. They're going to try to shorten games and beat you with running the ball and playing dominant defense with, oh, by the way, a top five quarterback in the NFL back there in the pocket. So I don't know that they're going to be a team that can win the AFC West because of Kansas City being there, but I think they're certainly a team that you're going to not be losing one-score games late because Justin Herbert couldn't get it done or didn't have the opportunity to get it done. I think it'll be a lot more competitive, and I think going to be a stronger finishing team because of that commitment to the running game and playing solid defense.
We've been asking all of our analysts the last couple of days the Marvin Harrison situation. Now, not a situation, but the fact that he didn't do the media interviews or any of the workouts at the combine, then do the pro day, and then we find out that Malik Nabers runs a 4.35 down in Baton Rouge at his pro day. Is there any chance that Harrison isn't the first wide receiver off the board?
Yeah, I don't see that how that happens. I mean, you look at what he did at Ohio State up against some of the top secondaries in the nation. He's the most productive receiver in this class. He has all the physical traits you look for. And this just looks like the situation where, you know, you don't want to hurt yourself, right? You don't want to be the guy who runs a 4.6. You don't want to be the guy who drops a couple passes during individual drills and doesn't stand out during combine or the pro day. I don't think that Marvin Harrison had anything to lose, and I would be shocked if there isn't a trade if he winds up anywhere other than Arizona at number four.
Matt, before we let you go, I see you're a PA Philly guy. We got a pretty big series starting on Friday, Phillies and Braves. What are your thoughts?
You know what? It's just nice that you guys are coming up here, that the Phillies don't have to open up in a country club atmosphere like you have done there at Truist Field.
Shots fired. Wow. Now, let me tell you, we said this last – I mean, all offseason, all last few months, man, can't wait. We just wish somebody just punched Bryce Harper in the face after that whole we just felt Philly flip that whole vibe. A guy says something in the locker room, a Philly media member picks up on it, and I just thought Arcia should have just come at him. To me – the Phillies really did turn that into a rallying cry, and we look soft.
You remind me. I need to get that photo printed up for the home office of Bryce Harper staring him down at second base, running the base paths. So, but no, I think it's great for baseball when the Phillies and Braves have this rivalry going, and it's just nice to know that when you guys come up to Citizens Bank Park in October, that the beat goes on here in Philadelphia.
Well, you can't say anything because the NLDS has been our kryptonite. I mean, that's just – guys, I know we got the World Series, and it's more recent than their last one, but that's all we got to live with, man. The ring is the thing. Hey, man, thanks for the time, Matt Lombardo. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.